This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 127 for Wednesday, November 1st. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is slightly lower to begin Wednesday, receiving support by rising crude oil prices. While European rapeseed is down, Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are up. Crude oil is gaining approximately $2 per barrel due to Israel's ongoing push into the Gaza Strip. The Canadian dollar is down 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The U.S. Federal Reserve will announce its latest key interest rate decision later today, with many analysts expecting it to be left unchanged. The January canola contract is down 70 cents per ton at $677.40. In the U.S., corn is slightly lower, while soybeans and wheat are making gains. In its September grain crushing report to be released later today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is expected by the trade to report 411.8 million bushels of corn used for ethanol, down 7% from August, but up 7.4% from September last year. Meanwhile, the Energy Information Administration is expected to show daily ethanol production between 1.03 million and 1.052 million barrels per day. The USDA's attaché in Argentina projected the country's corn crop to be 53 million tons, 2 million less than the agency's official guess due to dry weather. ANAC estimated Brazil's October corn exports to be 8.32 million tons, up from 6.173 million last year. The December corn contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.74. Traders estimated that 173.2 million bushels of U.S. soybeans were crushed in September, up 2.5% from August, and up 3.4% from 1 year ago. The USDA reported a sale of 239,492 tons of soybeans to Mexico on Tuesday morning. U.S. oil usage for biofuels dropped to 1.197 billion pounds in August, according to the EIA, compared to a record 1.273 billion in July. Brazil's AgRural reported that the country's soybean harvest advanced 10 points through last week to 40% complete, 6 points behind last year. The January soybean contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.17. The USDA attaché in Argentina projected the country's wheat crop to be 14.5 million tons, 2 million lower than the USDA estimate. The Russian government raised its estimate for wheat output at 93 million tons, compared to the USDA's projection of 85 million. Jordan is seeking to buy 120,000 tons of milling wheat via international tender. The December Chicago wheat contract is up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.64. The December Kansas City hardwood wheat contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.36. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.12. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.